So we established last week the two levels over here of tzedakah and ma'aser. Tzedakah is day machsoray, when an oni comes and you're mechuyev to give him whatever he needs. And we established, discussed why is it that, so where does ma'aser come in? Why is chaymish only a mitzvah minimum of char, chayish mechuyev a chaymish, etc. And we basically discussed that there's two levels of mitzvah. Tzedakah, mitzvah tzedakah is to help a poor person. There's a mitzvah chiyumis of tzedakah and there's a mitzvah chiyuvis of tzedakah. The chiyuv of tzedakah is when a poor person comes and he's kaim yaniyim and he asks you, and we add it on based on the Aruch HaShulchan, that's only when it's yodai maseges, and that means that you can support the aniyim, the tzarech of the aniyim. If you know that by giving to every ani or a certain amount of aniyim who are coming to you, and you're going to give them day machsoyer, you're not going to be able to afford it. So merely you're not mechuyev in the day machsoyer, you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah of tzedakah. It's not considered kaim yaniyim necessarily. So what do you do? You're mafresh a chaimish, a mitzvah min a mufchar, but at least a ma'aser. Now what do you do with this ma'aser? And that's what I think, since nowadays most of us are doing the mitzvah of ma'aser. And we have a separate, we're accustomed to is the idea of separating ma'aser. So before really, we should really go into the bakar and the whole background of ma'aser, but we're going to follow the Seder of the Shulchan Aruch. So we're just going to follow the halacha of the Ramah, and then next week, or whatever, next week Shuas, but in the following weeks, we'll determine exactly what the makar of this chiyuv of ma'aser is, etc. But what is the inyan itself? What do you use your ma'aser money for, now that we've established that basically it's just this inyan that you're separating aside money as a like a zecher of the inyan of ma'aser tevua? But lav davka, it's the inyan of it's not necessarily mamish tzedakah. We're not mechuyev. You can mechayim because you give. Exactly. You don't have that inyan of day machsoyer necessarily. L'chora, most of us have never fulfilled the mitzvah of day machsoyer, unless you know because a guy comes to you and he says, "I need this and that." Unless you have a guy, like I said last week, you have a relative that's coming to you and saying, "Listen, I can't afford a car. Can you help me with a car?"
Or you need $200.
Right, exactly. If a guy needs
something, someone who's not going to anyone else.
No, I'm saying they have that. Let's say you have a child that's married. You're not mechuyev. A parent's not mechuyev to support a child. And he goes down, and the child says, "Listen, I need a new car. Can you help me get it?" And the parent goes down and gets it for the child, and that could be a tzedakah. The child's not going to.
Even
if he really needs more, just this can be for
him. This is what he needs right now. Listen, I'm making ends meet. I need a new car right now. It's not like I need everything. They made a whole thing in America. They made a survey? What was the number? I don't know. 70% of the country, something like that, even after the recession and all that, if they would have an emergency. What, you told me this? Seventy percent of the country, if they would come to a tzarech of $1,000, they wouldn't be able to afford it. You learn how to make your ends meet. All of a sudden, you have an extra thing out of nowhere, and now you're stuck. That could be a knife in a tzedakah, but that's not the normal. The guy knocking on your door, collecting. That's not what that is. Okay. Now, so what do you do with your ma'aser money? Va'yivazbiz adam. In the middle of the Ramah.
Step out of tzedakah now.
I'm going into the Ramah. Yeah. So the Ramah says we're stepping out of tzedakah. We're going into ma'aser.
How to separate it before what?
We're not getting into that yet. We'll get into that next week.
Don't worry.
I'm just following. What I'm trying to do is follow the seder of Shulchan Aruch. There's a lot of halachas, and if you do it your own order, it gets confusing. So we're just. So he says like this: Yimuchoyev Chaimish. And then he says,
I don't know if it's the same question. I'm not following this part. Sorry. So when he's saying mechuyev chomesh in the
Shulchan Aruch is talking about. Let's read. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about is if you can afford it, you give whatever you can. If you can't afford it, then you maybe should be mafresh. A chomesh is a mitzvah min a mufchar. He says, right?
When you mafresh that, is that meister?
That's the inyan of meister. Instead of Meiser, it's a Chomesh. But you're setting aside money for...
That's the Mitzvah Meiser.
Yeah, and you could use... Whatever the Ramal is going to say, Mastam the Mechaber agrees that you could use with the Chomesh. So the Ramal adds, Haggah. Va'ivaz is Adam Yoisim Chomesh. It should be up to Chomesh specifically. That's what we spoke at. Because even though the Rambam does... Even though in the Gemara, in the Yishalmi, in the Pirish Mishnayis, the Rambam says you could spend even more than a Chomesh, but that's only when it's Kaimi Aniyim. In this case, you don't spend more than a Chomesh. Because otherwise you end up coming onto the Brias. Which actually spoke out last month in the Hilchos Yerusha. This significance of that Ramah. Okay. Now, v'ein lasois mi meiser shaloi dvar mitzvah. You should not do with your meiser anything which is an extra mitzvah, kegoin, neiris le beis haknesses. You want to buy the yeshiva shaneiris. So you want to donate the electric bill, the kitzer, the neiris le beis haknesses. Oy, shar dvar mitzvah. Or any other mitzvah. You want to buy an aliyah or something like that. Rak yitnoi la'aniyim. Rather, you should give it to aniyim.
So now you separated
meiser. Now, what can you use it for?
Zokter
Amar b'shem the Ma'aril. You can't do mitzvahs with this money. You can't go give it to a building fund. You can't build a mikvah with it. You can't go out and do mitzvahs.
All nice things.
You got to do it to aniyim. Okay. So now, what does the Ramah, what does the Ma'aril mean?
You should have donated to the call.
I didn't say that.
Be very careful.
No. I said no, building. No, I said specifically buildings. That's what I said. Because yeshivas and kollelim could be there's aniyim.
What about the building?
Because you're giving it for the... So building is... That is included in the shema.
Aniyim at that moment.
Okay. Aniyim
don't need a mikvah.
They need the mayim, not the mikvah.
I'm saying it's a different purpose.
They need electric for the show also.
Yeah, that would be name up third.
So the a building, a mikvah, so electric, but these things, giving money to yeshivas and kollelim. I was saying this last week, and I saw it in the sefer now, luckily. So he says that's very likely, even though you're right, though they're not mechalik dafka. That they only give to the bachrim, you know, who can't afford to eat food, versus the bachrim who could afford it. They're not mechalik that way. But the ma'aser, it's going straight to the bach to support the bachrim, to support the yeshiva or support the yingalayit or whatever. And that's already more of a gedder of aniyim than these other things.
So wait, does that
No, we're not talking about that. But he's saying give to aniyim. Okay, now let's.
Does that include the electricity of the yeshiva?
No,
like when you give money, you have to use it for the food.
Right. So some say you should say specifically. Some say it's understood that that's your. Come on, and that's good enough.
So
okay, now no.
Let me throw the coal. We'll build a building one day. So
according to this Ramah, depends how you read the Ramah. When the Ramah says kagoy neiris lebeis haknesses, it could be building is included in that. That you should not give ma'aser for that. Okay, now let's just explain what is this Ma'aril talking about. Okay, there's three or four different pshatim in the Ma'aril, and therefore we'll explain. It's very important to understand the Ma'aril well in order to understand the Yisod over here. So I mentioned to them to look at the Shach and the Taz. The Taz is a little bit easier. They both say the same idea. So let's learn the Taz, the Turi's off. The Chol Shekein Lefreya Behem Misim De Aser. Obviously, you can't pay your taxes. And it doesn't mean taxes to the government. It means taxes to the Kehillah. You know, there's a certain... There's taxes to the Kehillah. Dues. So that's why, by the way, that in certain places where they have a very strong language about dues for certain things, like a mikvah or an eruv or something like that. And the language on the letter or the whatever is very strong.
Oh, yeah.
And it says like you're mechuyev and it's gzela if you don't and all these type of things. So it's a big shaila if you could use meiser for that. In other words, if they're being mechayev, every member of the community. So I actually mentioned that to somebody. Who wrote a letter? What?
The letter is quite very stark.
Right. So I mentioned to the person. I said, "Is your kavana that people shouldn't use meiser money for it? Because if you're making a chiyuv, then now I don't know who has the right to make a chiyuv. But
I don't
if there
are, who cares if it comes from meiser or not?
Well, I'm saying it's much like easier for people if it could come from meiser, right? So therefore, you shouldn't make it such a strong chayiv so that it could come from meiser. But anyway, now we'll see. Let's see. So he says anything which is an obligation, you don't have to do. Afagav the isa beperek kama the babasa shafil mashu umas ha'olam noitlam bezroya nechshav letzdaka mikomakim mikri ze pireh chayva min atzdaka. Even though maybe it's called tzedaka, but you can't. You have to give tzedaka, which is not your ma'aser. Your ma'aser money has to be specifically extra, not things that you're mechuyev in. So this is the first principle. Okay, you're not allowed to use ma'aser money. We're not going to give too many specific examples. We're going to try to keep general principles. But the one principle, this is the first rule that the Tata is setting down. Anything which you're mechuyev to do, you cannot use Meiser money for.
Right.
Okay? So, if you're mechuyev in order, let's give an example.
Tuition.
You're mechuyev, right.
Right.
Tuition. So you're mechuyev.
For the boys.
Now, even though, let's say there was a Shiloh, that means either you're mechuyev alpi law or you're mechuyev alpi Torah. So boys' tuition, you're mechuyev alpi Torah. You're mechuyev to teach your child Torah. Girls, you're not mechuyev to teach them Torah. So theoretically, you should be mechuyev. You should be able to use ma'aser money for girls' tuition. But there might be a tshuva. Since alpi the law of the country, you have to send your children to school. Memela, you can't send them. Now, you have to send them to school. And you can't send them to public school. You have to send them to Yiddish school. So memela, you're mechuyev tuition. You can't take it from ma'aser.
How could it go to ma'aser anyway?
Huh?
It's teaching girls, and why would it be considered?
No, because you're teaching them mashkafa, you're teaching them important stuff. But he says, l'maisa, you're not mechuyev, so fine. So that's the first principle. If you're mechuyev, you can't use it for ma'aser. If you're not mechuyev, you can't. Now, teda. He brings another proof. The Gemara says that if a person supports his young children, he gives them food to eat. Right? You give food to your young children to eat. It's considered tzedakah. The fact that you are giving your little children food every day, you come in and say, "Oh, you want some Cheerios?" That's tzedakah. Now, hayitachin v'chisagadaito shiotzi adam ma'aser shelo lazim, but you can use ma'aser for that. Of course not. But it's tzedakah. You're doing tzedakah, but you're mechuyev in that tzedakah. Okay, a person has a child, they're mechuyev in that tzedakah. So therefore, they can't use that for ma'aser. Okay? So it's a beautiful thing. It's tzedakah, it's kevaldik.
Ma'aser can only be used for something you don't.
Yes.
Yeah.
That okay. Now, if one may say, well, let's say I made a pledge, I made a neder. Well, now I'm mechuyev in it. So now that I'm mechuyev in it, I can't use it for ma'aser.
Yeah.
Wow. Right. But the teretz is that your das when you made the neder was gufa to use ma'aser. So mamela, since that gufa was your das, then that won't be a problem. But theoretically speaking, let's say someone became mechuyev in something, okay, and they were willing to do it even though they didn't have the ma'aser money. And then they made a big deal, and now they got ma'aser from it. Lav dafka, they could use that ma'aser for this pledge, depending what their das was. Okay. Now, ul'inyan liknais. Now, okay. So what is the Taz saying over here? So the Taz is bringing down on this Ramah. He's bringing down that you cannot do a mitzvah. You can't use ma'aser for a mitzvah that you're mechuyev in anyway. What does it have to do with the Ramah? The Ramah is saying you can't use it for any mitzvah. Right, the Ramah is saying that you can't use ma'aser for any mitzvah, and the Ramah, the Taz is coming along and saying is that it's because it's davar shebechayva because you're mechuyev in it. And let's continue.
How is there a mitzvah you don't have a chol?
Let's see. Ule'inyan ma'aser, ule'inyan liknois mitzvahs beveis hakneses b'mois ma'aser. Can you buy an aliyah? Nearly the imbeshas knias a mitzvah. So idaiti al zeh. If when you bought it again, you had das to use your ma'aser money, so you never became mechuyev in to the shul the money, right? If you bought it for $100, now you're mechuyev $100. Then you want to use ma'aser. Maybe it's a problem. But if your das when you bought it was to use ma'aser, it's mutter. The ha'amoyis litzdaka azil, because the ma'is is going to tzedaka. So it's va'afshehu nene. You're getting hana. The masher mechabed likra sacherim l'sefer Torah, because you're honoring someone else with it. Ein de iser shabachol ma'aser yesh teivas hana. There's an idea of teivas hana. Even when you give ma'aser straight to an ani, he now looks at you very nicely. Oh, you did me a favor. So you always going to get some sort of secondary benefit from ma'aser, so that's teivas hana. So this is also teivas hana. The fact that I'm getting an aliyah out of my ma'aser, that I want that aliyah, you know, that's so considered teivas hana, and that's okay.
But it's not as direct. What if you're paying for a shul seat for Yom Kippur?
Let's see. We'll get to that. Mashen ken im b'shas kniyas hamitzvos l'niskaven l'tin ma'aser v'achak kachroitzel l'frei ma'aser. But if you're mechayev yourself to buy the money, buy the aliyah, now you want to use ma'aser. Havel kipareh chayvim ma'aser, and it's awesome.
Right.
What's the stam das when you do this? Do you have to have...
Well, stam das is with ma'aser nowadays. The cost of bedrisha, b'shem tshuvas... I mean, every person is different, but that's what I would assume. B'shem tshuvas ma'aram menachem. Shemut alitim min ha'ma'aser liyaz bal bris o lahachnas chosin l'chupa. Or liknei svarim l'lmoy b'hem. You're allowed to buy the sandakois. Now, we're not talking about... Chavetz Chaim says, we're not talking about a father... or a family that can't afford the bris. They're fine, they're paying for the bris. But you want to buy the sandakois.
You'll pay for it.
Because you want the schus of the sandakois. So you can.
Being the sandak, holding the baby on your
being the sandak.
Do the bris?
No, but this guy wanted to. Yeah. So this guy. This guy was willing to.
What?
Yeah, some people
do.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. Some people. Yeah, it depends who you're giving it to. Well, Ashil and Lachem, or to buy Svarim, or let's say you want to pay for the chuppah. Not necessarily people can't. It's an extra schos. Let's say someone told you that you have a daughter in Shaduchim, and a big schos for that is go pay for someone's chasana. Okay, so you go to your best friend, I'll pay for your chasana. Well, that's because they're poor. They could afford the chasana, but you want to pay for the chasana. Something like that. You want to have a schos, so it's a mitzvah. So even though it's not tzedakah, you're allowed to do it with meiser money. Because it's a mitzvah.
It's not a chov, right.
Same thing with meiser money. So now, the Taz is basically saying, you're allowed to do any mitzvah that you're not obligated in, you're allowed to spend your meiser money on that. So the shaila is, okay, so that means if it's a mitzvah, It's not going to aniyim. I'm buying sandak to be the schos to be the sandak. I'm buying svarim and I'm going to make a svarim library, a lending library. Mm-hmm. I'm allowed to do that with my ma'aser money because I'm not mechoyev. So the shaila is, what's the taz doing? We'll see. What's the taz doing over here on this ramah? The ramah says not like that. The ramah says you're not allowed to use ma'aser money for mitzvahs, only for aniyim, right? So, if you look in the Be'er HaGoyla...
And the thing is that what Ramah says, basic and essence, that's also optional.
Right, exactly. So look at the Be'er HaGoyla. The Be'er HaGoyla is all the way in the corner, in the teeny print. The Be'er HaGoyla basically says, Pirish, Shebelav Hachi, Mechuy... Do you have a pen, anyone? I have one. Pirish, Shebelav Hachi, Mechuy Val Koponim, Lasos Mitzvah Zu. The Reutze Lifter Mimena B'maizah. Zok the Be'er HaGoyla. The Ramah means this also. The Ramah means that you can't use it for a mitzvah that you're obligated in. So this is the chiddush of the Be'er HaGoyla. So here we go. So the Be'er HaGoyla says that the Ramah, that what the Taz is doing, basically, is coming to say that everyone agrees with the Ramah. There's no machlokes. Everyone agrees. The Ramah doesn't mean you can't use ma'aser money for a mitzvah. He means you can't use ma'aser money for a mitzvah that you're mechuyev in.
He means
somehow you're mechuyev. Everyone has to participate to pay the electric bill for 1 month. That's your membership. You got to pay the electric bill. Okay, so then that's it. So that's what the Ramah is saying. So according to that, anything which you're mechuyev in is okay, is a problem. But otherwise, you could pay it for, you could use your ma'aser money for mitzvahs. Zok the chasam soif.
So building a building would fall into what category?
So now, according to that, building a building is not something you're mechuyev in. So you would be allowed to use ma'aser money.
You could use ma'aser
money. It's not tzedakah.
We're not talking about tzedakah. Again, since we're out of the realm of tzedakah, now you're mafresh your money, what is the purpose of it? So zok the chasam soif. The Be'er HaGoyla and the Taz missed the boat on this Ma'aril that the Ramah quotes. It's not true. Look at the Ma'aril inside, and the Ma'aril did not mean that. The Ma'aril is saying, because we don't really... I'm adding on something from the Chafetz Chaim now, but because we don't really do tzedakah properly, the money that we set aside for Meiser is the way we do tzedakah, and it should be specifically for Aniyim. That's what the Ramah is saying. The Ramah is much more machmer. The Ramah is saying, no, you can't use it for any mitzvah. That's what the Ramah means. You can't use it for any mitzvah. It's supposed to be for Aniyim, because this is the way you fulfill tzedakah. It's supposed to be for Aniyim. Zok the Chasim Seifer. That's what the Ramah meant. The Be'er HaGoyla and the Taz misunderstood the Ramah, and that's not what the Ramah meant. And at least that's not what the Ma'aril meant, which is the source of the Ramah. And therefore, the Taz is a good shita. You could rely on the Taz, but that's not what the Ramah meant. So zok the chasam sofer. If when you started your hanhaga of meiser, there's a machlekes here, so you can decide basically what you want, who you're going with. So if you started and used the first three times you used your meiser money for aniyim, you're stuck with the ma'aril, with the literal meaning of the ma'aril, and you can never use your meiser money for any mitzvahs. You have to use it only for aniyim. So that means you can't give it to, you can't use it for supporting yeshivas, on yeshivas, for giving buildings and for any of these things, for shuls, anything like that. If your das when you started doing meiser was like the Be'er HaGoyla, no, listen, I said as an example, meiser, whatever big mitzvah comes up, I want to be able to use my meiser money for it. That's your das. Then Zok the Chasam Sofer agrees that you could use it for mitzvahs. He throws in, but if you really want to be a big tzaddik, you should still use half of it for aniyim.
Yeah.
What if you don't remember what
that is? But yeah, when you're 10 years old, you started.
Now, either way, not mitzvahs that you're mechuyevin. And according to the Shach, if you read carefully, also, the Shach says something else. It's also not mitzvahs that you would do otherwise. Okay? That's another kanech. The Shach is a little bit more machmer. He's a little bit more makel than the literal reading of the Ramah, but he's a little more machmer than the Taz. And he says, any mitzvah that you would do otherwise without the Meiser, also not necessarily you should do it.
It's a judgment call. I mean, that's...
Okay. So here is a very good example.
That's
true. Oh, exactly.
That's the hinder. You can do that.
Very good. This is a perfect example. Here's a perfect example.
You would pay the 50.
The mitzvah of Esrog... You have to spend, I don't know, $40 on an Esrog.
Right.
Now, you want to get a nicer Esrog. So now, according to the Taz, I'm not mechuyev to spend more than $40 on an Esrog. You want to get a nice Esrog, it's going to be $60. I don't have to spend $120 on an Esrog. So according to the Taz, the extra $60 I could take from Meiser.
Right.
According to a lot of Shittas, the extra Hiddur Mitzvah I could take from Meiser. But according to the Shach, if last year, before you came to this year, you spent $150 on your Esrog, you can't go back and say, okay, the last $70 I'm spending for Meiser. No.
Yeah,
you were willing to spend
3 years.
No, but the point is that you're willing.
That's how you set it up.
You're willing. You would have done it without the Meiser money. Okay? That's according to the Shach. And that's Lagabi, that type of Indian of the Hiddur Mitzvah. Yeah. Now, let's go one by one. First, the cases of the Ramah and the Taz, and then we'll try to expand on more of it. So, Lemaisa nowadays, so let's get to everything as much as we can. Nowadays, I think that the Hanhaga, most people just follow the Minig of Maisa, whatever the Minig is. No one's really having Das, am I going Shach, Taz? So, I think that the Minig of Olam is to use it for mitzvahs. Okay, and you're not mechuyevin.
Correct.
So therefore, I would think that the stam das is that now it's better, of course, that when you start doing the mitzvah of Meiser, you should have in mind I'm doing it only as a minig, and I plan on using it for mitzvahs. That's avada, the best thing to speak out. But I would assume that that's considered a stam das nowadays, because nowadays people consider Meiser money available money to use for different things that come up as far as mitzvahs go. But again, anything you're mechuyevin, you can't do. So let's go to the Taz's case, Aliyah's. Okay, so an aliyah for the shul, the money is not going for the, it's not going to the discretionary fund or whatever, it's not going to poor people, it's going to the shul.
Right.
So that's not called aniyim. But again, if your stam hanhaga is to use for mitzvahs, you're allowed to buy aliyahs with the maisa money. Very interestingly, Rabbi Kiveger says from the shla, he says, let's say one guy bid $100 for the aliyah. Now you bid $150. So now I'm giving $150 to the shul. I can take it from Meiser. So to be vaguer, the $100 the shul's going to get anyway.
Right, it's only the 50.
So what you're adding is you're adding $50 to the shul's fund to get the aliyah. Only the $50 that got you the aliyah is what you can take from Meiser. Wow. I don't really understand that, because what does it have to do?
But he's right.
What does it have to do with what the shul would have gotten?
The other guy.
Right. I don't know what it has to do with the fact that the other guy they would have gotten that. And especially if the other guy was just bidding him up.
Only if he won.
What?
Only if he won.
His word. That's the point.
But he didn't win. So
meaning what?
But he gave the extra $50. The shul didn't give.
Whoever wins gets the whole thing.
The shul didn't give the whole thing. But the last bid. You added up.
Therefore, what?
Saying therefore that the whole thing is they're getting $100.
Right.
A lot of times, the guy who has $100 to give.
I'm not sure exactly. I understand. I don't understand exactly the Rabbi Kiveger. I'm just saying it over. Okay. But this is what Rabbi Kiveger says. Now
you have to make the first bid, and then you make the last bid, and then you covet. You make the very first bid.
If you bid against yourself, I mean.
Now, it depends when they outbid you. They're ready and outgive you the whole thing.
Right. So now, Lemaisa, what about buying, he's talking about buying an aliyah in the shul. What about buying a seat in a shul?
No.
Buying a seat in a shul. So, Murray the Kapsak. So again, Bukhar, you have to daven in a shul on your Munarah. It has a chit to daven in a minyan. You have to, you know. So now, zok the place like this. If there's another shul in town that doesn't, it's not machayev membership, so mamela, you could theoretically be kind of your mitzvah of davening with the tzibur by the other minyan. So mamela, Mamela, you can.
If you look at the maximum seating chart.
What?
If you look at the maximum seating.
Yeah, so Mamela, you're not mechuyev. You're not mechuyev to buy a seat because I could daven theoretically the same time without paying for a seat. So Mamela, what?
It won't be about a mizbech, man.
I don't know if you can stand in the back, but
Why not? Why not?
So
depends on the people.
Lemaisa, according to this, you would be allowed to daven in the shul and buy a seat with meiser money because. Again, now same thing with membership.
Every shul can start the bidding high and give a rebuff to the kolo for not charging membership.
Right. So the only thing is that the kolo says that you can't building, come to daven in the kolo unless you buy a seat in another shul.
You have to show that you have.
What?
Bring the receipt.
I mean, it depends for who. But
you guys say that? Hmm? You guys do that?
Whatever, we're not getting that now. So now
but everything else we're not talking about.
So that's about buying seats. Membership in a shul, same thing. If you can't daven in the shul, you have to have a place to daven, then l'chor it's a davar shebechoyva. If not, maybe it's ma'aser money. Now, let's go into...
What about the fact that you daven going to daven in that shul because you get...
Yeah, okay, so in Chami, so they say, if there's no other shul that you would be willing to daven in, then maybe you're right. Maybe you can't. Okay? Now,
the shul doesn't fit
the
you.
What about supporting your children? Now... here's the thing. The Gemara says, like we just said, it's supporting your young children. It's tzedakah, but you're mechuyev to do it. But the Gemara says that's only until the age 6 or 7.
Yeah, I told you.
So can a person say, okay, age 6 or 7?
Go get it.
But
according to Moshe Feinstein, you can't say that because you're required to send them to school.
Forget school. I'm talking about groceries.
Giving them food. I'm talking about tuition.
So now, supporting your children while they're still living at home, you're not mechuyev according to the Gemara. So Mimela, maybe you could use it for Maisa money. But Zokter Moshe in the Tshuva and Chelek Aleph, your Adeus, and Kuf Mem Gimel, he says that the Maisa doesn't go by strictly what the Gemara says. He has Raya's there, that it goes by what the Derech HaOlam is. And since the Derech HaOlam is to support your children, because they're living in your home, you can't use that for Maisa. So again, what you're Mechuyevin, you can't use it, even though it's Tzedakah, but you can't use that for Maisa. Now, if since the Derech HaOlam in the Welt, in the greater world, is once a child gets married, they're on their own, so therefore, if a person is supporting the child after that and they're married, that's he's supporting them in learning, that pashtus is you could use that for maisa. However, the Chasam Sofer speaks out in the tshuva that's only if when you're mechuyev with the mechutan and whatever, you're mechayev yourself to give a certain amount per month. You had in mind you're using your maisa. Otherwise, it's davar shebechoyva because you're mechayev yourself. Now that you're mechayev yourself, now you're mechayev yourself before you had a job, so you didn't have maisa money. You're mechayev yourself anyway. Now you got a job and now you can pay with it for maisa. Lav dafka, you can use maisa for it because you're mechayev yourself even without the maisa. That's the chasam sofer.
Even if you don't mind, they said when I do get a job.
I don't know about that. Yeah.
But the bona fide idea.
You're saying it is tzedakah, but you can't take it out of
my system. That's what Taz says, yeah.
How do you reconcile?
Because you're mechuyev. You're mechuyev, and that's tzedakah. It says, yeah, that's the Gemara says.
That's actually the best tzedakah to do, right?
You're mechuyev in it. So the, other examples. So other examples. Let's say you have... Okay, so now let's get into into these things. A building fund. So a building fund.
Hold on.
Which?
Not it comes to you. It's also can't be included in Maisa.
Well, you're setting aside to use your tzedakah for tzedakah. What do you mean? You're mechuyev b'davar to give him. You're mechuyev to give him 3 cents. You're mechuyev to give him 3 cents.
So you picked it up in Maisa?
I don't know. Because your goof is setting aside to be your Maisa, your tzedakah money. I'm setting aside so that when he comes, I'm going to give it to him for tzedakah. You can't because you're mechuyev in that. You're not mechuyev till he comes. This guy doesn't. This is your tzedakah money. This is what it's set aside for. So let's say a building fund. So now the. It's the same thing. If you go with the strict reading of the Ramah, you would be potter. You wouldn't be allowed to use it for not potter. You wouldn't be allowed to use it for Maiser.
Right.
But now we're going that it's just according to the Shach, anything that you wouldn't do otherwise, or anything that you're not mechuyev b'davar. So you could use it for that type of idea. Now, what about buying Sfarim? So, what about? Oh, someone just asked me on Friday. A Sefer Torah. Okay, I'll say for Torah.
Give it into
so, here's the idea. So if you're writing your own Sefer Torah, because you want to fulfill the mitzvah, because you have a Sefer Torah, so you're mechuyev b'davar, everyone has to write a Sefer Torah, maybe you can't use ma'aser money for that. Okay? Maybe the hiddur, maybe you can get away with a basic Sefer Torah for X amount, and you want to make it a beautiful Sefer Torah for more, maybe you could use ma'aser if you wouldn't do it otherwise, maybe. Now, but what happens if, one second, what?
$35 is what I need. That's not
the same return,
write a letter.
I don't know if you fulfill that. I don't know if that's your chiv. I don't know if you're part of your chiv with that. Maybe it's a king of Mitchell. I don't know if you're part of your chiv with that. So, no. So the shaila is, if they sell parshas in the Sefer Torah.
Right.
Okay? So let's assume for it's not a fundraiser. Let's assume they're just raising enough money to write the Sefer Torah. Okay? The family wants to write a Sefer Torah, and they're raising money from different people, just enough money to write. It still costs $500. They're splitting it up, $500, and you're chilek of that. So here, you're not mechuyev b'davar because you're not fulfilling the mitzvah kesiv sefer Torah with that anyway. Okay, so that taka you're helping the shul, get a sefer Torah, and you're not fulfilling your mitzvah of kesiv sefer Torah with that.
You can use the
mitzvah even if you're fulfilling a mitzvah of kesiv sefer Torah with that. It's a kiyum of mitzvah, but you're not pattering your chiyuv of kesiv sefer Torah with that. So memela you're still mechuyev, so you could use meiser money for that. Right. Buying svarim. So here it says if you buy svarim to learn with them. So here is interesting thing.
To lend.
It says to lend, but yeah, it doesn't. No. But some of them, if you, what?
It says to be the show.
I know.
You even put on.
But some of the places can say lav dafka even lacher, even for yourself. Why not? If I wouldn't be able to afford that, say I wouldn't be able to afford a shas. Okay, and I want to learn the shas. So mamela, I'm allowed to buy it with my ma'aser, even if I'm not lending it to other people, maybe because now I need to use it. Now the only thing is that he says specifically that's only if you're going to use it to build up your svarim collection because you want to look nice on the svarim shelves. That's nothing that you can do. So mamela, since it's risky because you may not end up using the sefer, so that's why it's kedai to set it up that it's lashil lacher and it's a library for other people's use.
By the way, it says inside. You have to put on it, bought with Meiser money.
It doesn't make a difference. We're saying that you can fill a mitzvah.
Yes.
You can use it. For mitzvah, you're not mechuyev. For mitzvah that you're not mechuyev, you're allowed to use Meiser money.
If you want
to
do that,
okay.
I think it said inside you put down.
It depends. There's different sheets as how public does it have to be. Some people, let's say, they have a private. It's a collection, and they put it inside a public place, and it's open to anyone to use. Yeah, you can use Meiser money for it because it's anyone can borrow and use it all the time. Now here's a shaila. Shevet Levi was asked, what happens if the owner goes over to the guy using the safer and says, "Can I borrow? I want it back. I want to use it right now."
He can do that. I think. Sorry.
So can he do that or not? Because what's that? I think you just lent it. You put it as a library. So now you're not the owner. So what are you going to the person and say, "Well, I donated it. I want it back."
It's like a near year.
So the Torah says, "No, you are the owner, but you're letting everyone else use it." So Meiser, you could have at least type us hana.
Rescinded the use of it.
You didn't use it
for temporary.
You're borrowing it.
You're not worse than him.
You're pulling it out of his hand.
Yeah, but you're not worse than him. You also want to use it.
You
made it for the public, but you still have to take this. No, you can use it whenever you want. Okay. So now that's basically again. This is the klal hayoytze from the Taz, the Shach, the Beragoyla, the Vilna Goyin. They all learned the Taz, the Shach, the Beragoyla. They all learned that you could use Meiser money for mitzvahs. Again, the Taz, the Be'er Goyla, and the Goyin learn as long as you're not mechuyev in it, the Shach adds an extra knesh, as long as you wouldn't do it otherwise. Okay? So anytime a person makes a pledge and all that, they have to have in mind that they're going to use their Meiser money to pay that pledge.
Right.
If they don't have in mind, that could be a problem being perechayv. But otherwise, anything which is a mitzvah, even if it's not necessarily tzedakah, so that's why people ask, how do you give money? We asked a while ago. How do you give money to organizations, chesed organizations? Say, Birkei Cholim, Chai Lifeline, Hatzala, all these things. So in those cases, it's definitely a mitzvah of chesed. And memela, you're not mechuyev b'davar. And memela, you could use ma'aser money for that. Some of these things could even be aniyim. If Chai Lifeline, if a person is in a situation, they can't afford everything that they would, so that it's definitely a mitzvah of chesed. And memela, a mitzvah of chesed. It's not tzedakah, but it's definitely a mitzvah of chesed, and you could use that for aniyim.
Why is it not a chiyuv of English shir? It's English shir. Why is it not?
Because it's not mutl on you, dafka, to do that chesed. Now, the only thing is like this. What about supporting yeshivas and supporting Torah? So, lemaisa, I kept on avoiding that because, first of all, it could be that they're aniyim, number one. Like I told you that story that I had in yeshiva, that it was like a couple minutes before Shkia. We were at the Perm Suda, and one of the Bachim tells the Rosh Yeshiva, says, I didn't do Matanis Levyanim yet. So he says, do you have any money on you? He says, yeah, I have a couple dollars on you. Okay, give it to any Bachim in the room. Right, to Matanis Levyanim. So a Bachim yeshiva doesn't have anything. They never work. They don't have anything. Their parents are supporting them. It's very nice, but their parents aren't mechuyev to support them either.
Right.
So
does that mean they're nani though? All their needs are taken care of.
They're levyan by the yeshiva supporting them. I mean, someone else is supporting you. So I also want to help support them, right? So therefore,
you don't
everyone could be there. Now, however, I want to show you this lashon in the Chavetz Chaim before we finish. Okay, the Chavetz Chaim. Let's go on page Reish Zayin.
Stop. They ain't getting time.
Okay. So he says, the Chavetz Chaim is pretty much going that nowadays that we use, he says like this, let's just start with that. He says, he says you should help your relatives with your Meiser money, you should help your relatives. On page Reish Zayin, where it's the star in the top, not on the bottom, it says V'im Kroivav, there's a star there.
Yes.
V'im Kroivav Einam Aniyim. But if you don't have relatives that need the money, U'mechalkam L'Aniyim Acherim, and you're going to give it to poor people, Me'hanochan She'yahadu L'chatchilu L'chalkam L'amoli Torah. L'chatchilu is to give it to people learning. L'man Yechez Ku B'Torah Hashem, so that they can learn starker. And they can learn the Torah Hashem stronger. Kimashma b'medrash, very important thing here. The Ikar HaMaiser, what's the point of Maiser? What's the point of this whole thing? Niskan b'shvil, l'hachzik l'amolei Torah. The point of Maiser is to be machzik Torah. Why? V'dizel loshen ha'medrash tanchuma. Aser to aser. Aser b'shvil shetis asher. Aser b'shvil shalotis chaser. So you should be master, so you shouldn't get less, you shouldn't get more. You should get more, not less. Remez the mefar sheyamim. It's a remez for those people who go out to do business. Sheyafrishu echan me'asar la'amolei Torah. Now you should do a dafka for the people that I'm all a Torah, that are learning. And then the Chafetz Chaim says, this is bedugma to Ma'aser Rishon. Who did you give the Ma'aser Rishon to? To the Levim. To Levim. Who are the Levim? The Levim were the ones that were setting Shevet Levi Bavad, that the Levim were the ones that were learning all the time. So therefore, since that was what Meiser was, our Meiser Rishon is like that Meiser, that it's set aside to give to Amalei Torah. And therefore, says the Chavetz Chaim that the Iker point of Meiser really is to be Machzik Torah. Now, the Chavetz Chaim does say one thing in the Hara, he says that
it went though.
On Meiser, I'm talking.
Yeah, he's here. Talking to Meiser.
Now, if you go back to the first page in the underlined Haggah, in the bottom, okay? So he says there, where I underlined it, he says, after Mashma, Bamed Mi Medrash. The Meiser Nitkan Iker Lamali Torah, even though it is Mashma, the Iker is for Torah, Mikomokom Mi Amenu, Shaideshu, Noisin Meiser, Poita Atom Mitzdaka, Uvitzdaka Zikhsa Torah, Karav Yoiser. So since nowadays you're also fulfilling your Chiv Tzedaka with the Meiser,
give it to your relatives.
You should keep in mind the aniyim, and if you have an ani who's a karoy, that comes first. So in other words, lemaisa, if you have an ani, and since you are fulfilling the chiyuv tzedakah with your maaser money, you should definitely set aside a certain amount of it for aniyim because you're not doing tzedakah other than that. But it's not like we're doing day machsoyrei and then maaser. Our maaser is the tzedakah that we're doing because we don't have a separate day machsoyrei. So therefore, the Chavetz Chaim really does hold that even though the ikar of maaser is la moli Torah to machzik Torah, but still the part of it, we're fulfilling. You have to keep in mind that you're fulfilling your chiyuv, your mitzvah of tzedakah with the maaser. So you should keep that in mind also and be giving to poor people as well if with the tzedakah. If you have, therefore, zakta chav tzayim, if you have poor people that are learning, then you mekayim everything, and then you have all the nyonim of...
If you have relatives that are learning, you really mekayim.
But the definition of everybody who's learning full-time is poor, according to what you said.
Yeah, because he's being supported. Right. You know, he doesn't have
so
where to make money.
In your kehila, you should say, listen, I can't give you, I'm supporting Eretz Yisrael, bunch of brechim.
I don't know, kehila or not kehila, but if you have a choice, if everything is equal, and you have aniyim who are amayaretz and aniyim who are learning, you should give to the aniyim who are tamidei chacham. Because then you fulfill both in yanim of mice.
Is there a minimum you have to give tzedakah?
Yeah, we'll see that. Yeah. So that's down. Yeah, it's the next sefer Shulchan Aruch. Okay. So I'll kaponim. So next week, this is pretty much I think the gather of what Meiser is. And next week we'll learn about a little bit. The next week after that we'll learn a little bit about the makar and also how to cheshbon it. How to cheshbon Meiser. You know, loss. Is what goes into it, expenses and stuff like that. We'll talk about that next week.
From the gross.